England. From WPFW News in Washington, I'm Noah Portner.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Jogging with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenance for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance, cause health is wealth. ITAL is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not just to inform, but to turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host, and I'm here with my able assistant and producer, Mr. Frank Smith. We pray that you're having an outstanding day. You know, most observant individuals would certainly have to say that we are a sick community. And Americans of African descent are the sickest of the sick. We've talked for the last 6 weeks about the plight of African-American men in this country, and the fact that they are have the highest mortality rate of any group in this country. But we've also discovered, as we've looked at it, that it's not genetic. It's lifestyle. It's lifestyle. And so because we're about total health, I'm planning to do something about that. And so today I want to start discussing with you something I call creating a disease-free community or village. Creating a disease-free or community or village. Now, we've talked about blue zones. Blue zones are areas in the world where people live the longest. There have been 5 identifiable blue zones in the world by the National Geographic. One in Japan, one in Italy, one in Greece, one in Costa Rica, and one in Loma Linda, California. But these first original blue zones were not created. They were found. They were not created, they were found. However, for our purpose, since we do not have the luxury of living 90 and 100 years of age in general without disease, we have to create our disease-free community. Have to do it because there's no documented disease-free community that exists in the world that's predominantly Black. I use the word documented because it's a very important word, because if one actually would look at the data, look at the data, we would find that in many rural African countries, that many of the elements of the blue zone actually exist. And I dare to say that probably existed before the blue zones existed. You know, I call these regions black zones. They're areas where black people in the rural Africa are living with little or no hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, kidney failure, obesity. And in fact, in many of these regions, even cancer and other chronic diseases, which are so common in our country and especially in our community, are almost non-existent in these African countries. Now, as we have studied the makeup of these designated blue zones, we see several constant characteristics. And one of the first, and one that we want to really talk about today, is this one of community. We see a natural way of life. You know, since many of the diseases that are absent in our country, I mean, that are present in our country are absent in theirs, we notice that one of the factors, in addition to community, is that they exercise, they move. Movement is a natural part of their lifestyle. And they're primarily plant-based. I remember my freshman year in medical school, I roomed with someone from Ghana, really an outstanding brother, Kwaku. And Kwaku and I would eat together almost daily in the cafeteria at the hospital. And George, another friend from Ghana, would often join us. And I observed that at most meals, he would have two meats on his plate. I said, George, why are you trying to kill yourself eating all this meat? He said, when I was home, I didn't have no meat. And so I said, you go kill yourself because you didn't have any meat at home. That don't make no kind of sense. And so what we have to do as we see the utilization of many of the principles of the blue zones in these African countries, we have to somehow create these characteristics in our own country. And so we're looking to create what I call the disease-free community or disease-free villages, all right? And I think it's important that if in order to do this, one of the first things that we have to develop is what I call a DFA, a disease-free attitude. In other words, we won't be able to get to that disease-free state unless we can actually see ourselves and believe that we can achieve it, all right? We have to know that we can do it. When I set out to be a doctor, I had to see myself as a doctor before I could actually become a doctor. I remember in medical school, I would often go up and look at the pictures on the wall, pictures of people that had achieved. And I would say to myself, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, I would do this because medical school was hard, even though I would not allow myself to think that medical school was hard. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, you know? But I wanted to be a doctor, all right? And so therefore, I had to commit myself to doing what was necessary, you know? Now, we recognize that we already have diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, kidney failure, and many, many other things that are killing us today, thyroid and these what we call collagen vascular disease, diseases where they're autoimmune, where the body attacks itself. So the question that I ask myself and I ask you, can we see ourselves as being disease free when we're already sick? Can we see ourselves being disease free when we're already sick?
That's the question.
Now, you know, you may say, well, Doc, you've gone crazy. But how could I become a physician when I was a poor reader? All right. I had to believe that my God could do anything, Brother Frank. Mm-hmm. You know? And what's my name now?
Dr. Watkins.
My name is Dr. Theodore Watkins. My God is awesome. In other words, I can remember studying for the MCAT. You know, this is an exam that you have to take in order to get into medical school. And in order when I come from work, at the time I was working at NIH, and I'd come home and I was staying with my brother on 16th Street near Columbia Road. And there was a library near his house that I would go and study. But in order to get to the library, Brother Frank, I had to pass right past the basketball court. Now, I have to admit, I spent a lot of time on the basketball court. So I even remember getting beaten because I came from church with my suit on and went by the basketball court and jumped on there and started firing the rock, you know. But the library, I had to walk right past that court to get to the library, and I did it. Loving basketball. Why? Because I wanted to be a doctor. So what I'm saying to you is we got to keep on walking. It doesn't matter that we're already sick. You know, there's some changes that we have to make. We have to delay gratification. I remember my boys, I would see them at church, and I wouldn't sit with them. You know, I'd wave to them, you know, when I was in med school. Why? Because that night they were going to go play some rook, or Sunday morning they were going to go and fire the rock, you know, and I couldn't do that. See, if I wanted to succeed, I had to delay that gratification. I had to put aside things that I like. In order for us to develop this disease-free village, we're going to have to delay some gratification. Actually, we're going to have to get rid of some things, Brother Frank.
Yep, yep.
You know, we have to change the way we think, you know. And I had to also believe that I could succeed.
Yep.
See,
yep.
I had to believe that I could succeed. And you have to believe that you can pay the price and succeed. All right. And there is a price to pay, you know.
Yes.
I tell my patients, you know, they come in with all kinds of diseases, and many of them come to me after they've been to multiple doctors, you know. I tell them it's not going to be easy. This program that I have is hard, but it works. All right. It's hard, but it works. And what I often see, Brother Frank, is they start smiling. Why are they smiling? Because I'm giving them some hope, you know? Mm-hmm. And I hope today I'm giving you some hope. I want you to give us a call and give your thoughts on this, creating this disease-free community, this disease-free village. The number here is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Can we do it? You know, can we do it? Now, what we've talked about so far is the mental part, you know, it's the mental part.
That's the hard part.
In order for us to really achieve this goal, we have to take action. We have to change not only our thinking, and Lord knows we got to change that, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we got to change our thinking, but we also got to change our behavior, you know? And we also have to, you know, change who we're hanging out with, all right? And we got to start hanging out with other crazy people who think like we think, who want to be healthy, you know? When I was in college, I used to hang with the West Indians, you know? They call, many of them lived in where they call the Vatican. It was down in the basement. And the brothers were down there. So I went down there. I learned to play dominoes, 60 board mind. Why? Because birds of a feather do what?
Flock together.
Birds of a feather flock together. And so we have to start hanging out with people who think like we think. Now, so I call them crazy. And the reason I call them crazy is because, and some of you heard me talk about it, that there's something called the bell curve. The bell curve is the distribution of populations, right? And there's 2.5% on the left side of the bell curve. All right. They're crazy, right? They're in the insane asylum. You know, my wife used to work at St. E's, so that's where they are. All right. Well, they let them out now, but then you come up and you go down to the other side. On the right side of bell curve, there's 2.5% there too. And they're crazy. They're crazy because they don't think like the majority of thinking. You know, they're abnormal in their thinking, but they run the world. That's where I want you to be. I want you to be abnormal in your thinking. You know, you don't think like the most of the people who are not, who refuse to change. And as a result, they're going to die. You know, they come into my office and tell me that the foods that they're eating are killing them. And yet they keep eating them. Frank, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's insanity.
That's,
you know,
loco.
loco showed up, you know? And so what we got to do is we got to get excited about living. We got to believe that we are worth living. You got to identify your problems. Identify those ailments, all right? Your diabetes. I talk to so many people who are diabetic, and I ask them, what's your blood sugar? Now, they're taking medicine, Brother Frank. They're taking medicines for diabetes, but they ain't measuring their blood sugar. I said, that's insanity. All right? If you're taking medication, you need to know where you are. They're taking blood pressure medicines and not measuring their blood pressure. That's insanity, you know? Because hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, is worse than hyper, high blood sugar. Hypotension, low blood pressure, is worse than hypertension, high blood pressure. Now, both of them are bad, but that low can knock you out very quickly. Okay. And so we have to start thinking. We got to check our labs. We got to know our labs, and we got to understand our labs, all right? And there's one lab in particular, we've talked about it before, that we really got to understand, because it is very, very deceitful how it's expressed on your lab sheet. And that's the GFR. Some lab will say EGFR, the estimated glomerular filtration rate. That's the lab that we look at to measure kidney function, all right? Kidney function. Now, why is that lab so important? It's important because if you look on your lab report, it'll say the reference interval for the GFR is greater than 59. which means that 60 is good. It's in the reference interval. 60 to 89 is second stage kidney failure. Now, what they're saying is that it's all right for you to be in kidney failure. That's a bunch of malarkey. There's another one, and it's not as obvious, but doctors, I've even heard endocrinologists tell patients that are diabetic that your GFR should be around, your hemoglobin A1C should be around 7. Now, the normal hemoglobin A1C is 4.8 to 5.6. And I've read that you really should be even lower than 4.8. All right. Now, the other thing is that the complications of diabetes, the blindness, the amputation, the kidney failure, the heart disease, the strokes, all start in the pre-diabetic phase. Mm-hmm. Actually, our friend, the late Dr. Cheatham, taught us that insulin resistance, which is associated with all of those diseases, mm-hmm. hypertension, heart disease, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemias, all those things, it's associated with insulin resistance, starts before 10 to 12 years before there's a change in your blood sugar. So if you just looking at those numbers, you need to understand that you need to be really in good shape in order to avoid these diseases. And so you need to know your numbers, all right? And then you got to find some crazy doctor who's willing to think like you think and who's going to help you get started and not stop. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about, creating this village, this community. You know, we always are looking at Africa and want to be Afrocentric. Well, if you really want to be Afrocentric, let's go back to the Africans that's in the rural area, because unfortunately, many of the Africans that moved to the city are like my friend in med school, all right? Mm-hmm. They've adopted the American way of thinking. And when you eat like an American, when you live like an American, you die like an American. Now, why is that significant? We spend more money per capita on healthcare than any other country in the world. And yet, I think we're about number 60-something in terms of death rate. I mean, it's terrible. We're way down. You know, we're way down. You know, I tell my patients, I'm going to put you on the rice diet. Oh, no, Dr. Watkins, I don't want to eat rice. I say, well, why is it that the Africans in rural Africa and the Asians eat rice and live a long time? Mm-hmm. They're some of the longest living people in the world. It's because that rice and grains make a difference. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Let's go to the phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, hi, how you doing, Dr. Watkins, and to your guests? Yes, I'm 65 years old. I am on, I just got on Losartan potassium, 50 milligrams for blood pressure. And yeah. I actually go back to my follow-up on this Wednesday. How can I get off of this medicine? I've been trying. Trying to do a little bit of everything, detox tea and everything. I'm trying to get off this Losartan. I don't know if he's going to up it because I take check my rates and everything, my rating, my blood pressure, and it's like 158, 159, around that.
So what you got to do is you got to completely change your lifestyle, you know, completely change. Right. I talk all the time about when I discovered that 79 is a C in school. 79 is a C, and you have to work very hard to get 79. So you've done a lot of good stuff, but still you had a C. But if you get 11 more points, you're up to 90, and 90 is an A. Now you can get more than 90, but you at least you're at an A. So you don't want to see as long, and I'm not I don't snatch my patients off medication. I tell them you got to earn the right to come off medicine, but the medicine will not reverse your hypertension.
Sure won't.
The medicine will not reverse your diabetes. The medicine will not reverse your heart disease. It will not. It will control. And then what happens is the disease continues to progress. You start on one medicine. Then you end on two medicines, three, four. One of my buddies, I love this brother. He would call me up. He said, Doc, my blood pressure is 120 over 70. I said, fantastic. How many medicines are you taking? He was taking four medicines for blood pressure. I said, call me back when your blood pressure is 120 over 70 off medication. But in order to do that, he had to be willing to change, and he wasn't willing to change. I literally preached his funeral, all right? Mm-hmm. His son wanted to preach it. He said, no, I want Doc to preach it. You know, I wasn't his doctor. He went to one of the programs. You know, I ain't gonna name it, but he went to one of those programs, insurance programs, and he wouldn't change. He'd take his medicine faithfully. You got to change your diet completely. You got to get off the fat. Period. All the fat. You got to get rid of eggs and dairy. You got to go plant-based, and the best program for blood pressure is the rice grain diet, all right? But you need guidance on that, you know, so that you don't get in trouble. But that's the best plan. But I find it's the best plan for most things. So you can do it, but you need to really, you got to check your kidney function, because if your kidneys are not functioning well, it's going to be harder to get off the blood pressure medication. And so maybe the first thing has to be done is to tackle the kidneys while you're tackling the blood pressure. All right. I hope that helps.
Is this the way I can talk to you after at your office or something, or call you?
Yeah. You can stay on board. At the end, Dr. Frank will give you a way that you can get in touch with me. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893.
Congratulations, caller, for calling so early in the game. Most people don't. They wait till it's really bad.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I have a good friend. I've known him since probably about my sophomore junior year in college, and he's a very good brother, and I was impressed to go to his house one day after church, and we went over, I was going to just barge in, but my wife said, no, we got to call him. I said, I have to call him. He's my friend, all right? But I went on and listened to my wife and called him, and so we go over there and we're talking. And it turns out he's taking all his blood pressure medicine. I said, well, you know, it's good to take your medicine until you can, you know, change your diet. No, I ain't changing my diet. I said, those fools are killing you. I said, okay. And I see him all the time at church and so forth. Brother Frank, I'll say another word to him.
Nope.
About blood pressure. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, if he wants to kill himself, he has a right to do so. And it's not my place to try to change the way he thinks. But I pray for him that he will change, because he's a good guy, you know. But we have to be willing to do what's necessary to change. The number is 202 588 0893 202 588 0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Dr. Watkins.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Sherwin. I'm one of your patients.
I can hear you well, my brother.
Oh, good. How you doing today, and Brother Frank?
I'm doing extremely well.
Good afternoon.
Wonderful. So can you elaborate? You mentioned the rice diet, which you and I have discussed. But you also mentioned that that's something that they do in parts of Africa as a common diet, right?
Right.
And
Africans eat a lot of rice.
Okay, can you specify
as does the Asians? Yes.
Well, what type of rice are we talking about? Black rice, brown rice?
I can tell you what I eat. I eat primarily brown and black rice, but you can also eat red rice. You can eat purple rice. I'm really gonna. I don't know. Last time Dr. Latha was on, she talked about how good purple rice is. So I'm gonna get it. One of my clients got it, and she said that it was delicious, and it's supposed to be one of the best rices. But I mainly eat black and brown rice.
Whole grain.
Okay.
Whole grain.
Mm-hmm. So, with the diet, do you also include like some of those whole grains that you talk about in addition to the rice?
Oh, yes. I eat all kinds of grains. Quinoa, oatmeal, bulgur wheat, millet. Oh, millet is so good, man.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
There are a lot of grains, and you can, you know, one of the key things of the rice diet is no salt and no oil. All right?
Okay.
And so,
I know once before you talked about adding, like, the coconut oil to your rice when you eat it. But an additional question is, should we, you're suggesting knowing what your numbers are and so forth, should you know from your blood work where you come from and where they eat, what type of food they eat for their optimal health? Is that something that you suggest?
I believe in blood work. All right. I believe it's very important that we monitor our numbers, all right? For my diabetics, for instance, I recommend that they all get a continuous glucose monitor, so you can minute by minute, second by second, see where your blood sugar is, and even how various foods affect your blood sugar. I was talking to my daughter today, and we were talking about, and I'm so proud of her because she's made some significant changes, and she's all this juicing and green stuff and so forth, and she was saying she had to cut back on the raisins and dates because one of her friends who's diabetic said that they raise her blood sugar. I said, well, you need to get your own, even though she's not diabetic. You need to get your own glucose monitor and see how those foods affect you, because different foods affect different people. In general, if you eat, and we were talking about dry fruit, and dry fruit have a lot of fiber, and the fiber generally slows down the absorption of the sugar into the blood, so that your sugar doesn't spike but so high. And then it comes right back down. And so I suggest that you monitor. So if you're diabetic, I highly recommend that you have one of those glucose monitors. And you can get, there's something called the Lingo. You can get that without even a prescription. And it's half the price of some of the others. And yet it's very good for monitoring your numbers.
Okay.
All right. All right. But get serious and give me a holler, and we can perhaps help you look at what's happening and what's not happening to get you straight. The number is 202 588 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hello? Am I
you're on the line. That's right. How you doing?
Okay. I am counting blessings, Dr. Watkins. This may be a bad question to ask at this point, I know you were talking about rice, and I'm familiar that you can make broth out of rice. My question is, what kind of broth is extremely nutritious that one can either make or buy at a health food store for a person who hasn't had anything to eat or drink? They're hospitalized since July 10th and has been on a clear liquids diet since she was able to eat day before yesterday. She was given applesauce instead of the clear liquids and went into crazy high heart rate and blood pressure and everything. She's better now, but I'm trying to figure out what broth I can give her that would be nutritious.
So you can do, you can get a lot of green vegetables, you know, spinach, broccoli, kale, you know, you can add some beets, onions, garlic, you know, other seasonings, a little sea salt to the mixture, turmeric, and some of the anti-inflammatories. And you can actually go online and put in, you know, a healthy vegetable broth. And I only recommend vegetable broths,
yeah,
not the others. You can probably put a little bit of coconut oil in there, because the coconut oil will not be damaged by the heat, and warm that up. One of my homeboys, he was a big time preacher, and every time he would go to a new church, he would have me there to work with his members, and he would always do our fast, but he would always make his own broth, you know. And he would use those kind of principles. And so just use various vegetables and make a good broth. You know, strain it. You know, if they can drink smoothies, you can also make some smoothies, different herbal teas. So there's a lot that can be done. Some juicing could be done. Although if they can do it, smoothies, I believe, are more nutritious than juices. And so that's what I would recommend.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome. You know, the number here is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. You know, it's very, very, very important. And I want to really stress it, this issue of community, you know. And one of the things that's important to understand is that community doesn't mean conformity, all right? Community doesn't mean you lose your sense of identity, you know. But rather it's coming together in an area of mutual benefit and working for a common good. You know, two can accomplish something if they're moving in the same direction, more than twice as fast as one, you know. So it's important for us to come and develop, you know, programs and institutions that, and support the institutions. There have been a number of very good health food stores that had high quality foods that was started by community members, but had to close, Brother Frank, because the community didn't support them. You know, it's essential for us to get a vision and work for the good of the community, while at the same time,
yes,
you're working,
sir,
for yourself. You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so it's important to love yourself, but hey, you know, I'm excited because my daughter is doing the things that she needs to do to take care of herself. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Yes, caller.
Hi, I'm that dietitian that called earlier. I got disconnected. I'd like to talk with about what they're. I have plenty of comments about what they're talking about. Helpful ones.
Well, you're on the line, so comment.
Well, I think that the doctor is right on time as far as advising that a nice, nutritious broth be made from vegetables and vegetable sources. There's really no magic to putting meat and which adds fat to the unnutritious broth, but certainly the coconut oil is a good addition, which helps absorb and keeps your gut fuller, makes your stomach feel fuller longer. There's lots of techniques for nutrition. There's lots of techniques to lose weight, but there also are more frauds and quackery in this field than any other field in the country.
Yes.
So that is one thing to be aware of. When I listen to your show and I agree with everything, it makes me want to call in and say, you know, you guys are pretty good at this. And if people need further information, I worked 45 years as a dietitian. I was at Georgetown University Medical Center. And for the last 15 years, I was a retail dietitian for Sutton Place Gourmet and Balducci's Gourmet Food Stores. So
all right,
my
now.
Knowledge of nutrition is amazing. I would help people for free.
Well, you need to get in touch with me, girl.
Okay.
We need. I'm serious. We need people like you. This is part of this community thing. You know, I don't make a dime by being on this radio show, but I come every week.
Why? I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm looking to clarify because nutrition changes. It's a science. It changes.
Man, you're so right. I mean, you know, you people know that my background is surgery, but when I left surgery and started doing holistic medicine, I was just amazed at what difference nutrition makes. All right?
Yes.
Say nothing of exercise and stress reduction and all these other things that we need to do.
Yep.
So yes. Somehow I need to if you could leave your number with the station
so I
can and your name and I will be more than happy to contact you and see how we can work together because there's a big job out here and I want to see this whole community healthy.
Yes, exactly. And I have this knowledge that I'm willing to give to people because I was put here to help others. That's why I'm here. And I'm retired now. I worked 50 years. On May 31st, I turned 65, and I'm retired now.
good.
I try to do that about 65, but I'm going to be retired at my 82.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I retired at 62 because my 88-year-old parents were under my care for 12 years.
Yes.
And my 88-year-old parents who lived on the Mediterranean diet are still alive, living with my sister, the nurse, and a retired military in Texas, and they got healthier when they left Northeast. I'm in the Poconos, Northeastern Pennsylvania.
All right now.
In Texas.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we thank you, and I'm looking forward to getting your number so we can get in touch with you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well,
the number is 202.
Leave it with the engineer as you call up. I mean, as you hang up.
All right, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. You know, one of the first things that an individual has to do to be healthy is decide that they want to be healthy.
Yes.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it, Frank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But we have to want to be healthy. You know, I've had people to tell me, you got to die of something. I said, I ain't got to die of nothing. You know,
they heard that. They heard that.
You know, I get project of them. I say, I ain't got to die of nothing. Nothing. You know, we have to want to be healthy, you know, and change is very difficult. You know, change is very difficult. And yet in the area of health, change is critical. All right. So, but change is possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Change is possible, you know, so, but you got to get a vision of where you want to go. We've talked about the four P's on the program before. What is your passion? You need to have a passion. Like the last caller, she has a passion to help people. All right. You got to have a reason to live. And I tell people, what is your passion? You know, but what I found is when most people identify their passion, it always lifts other people up. All right. Get a passion and then a purpose. Why are you here? Sucking up air, using resources, you know, I would say getting air and water free, but when I look at my water bill, it ain't free.
Remember, it's not helping.
You know, yeah. So that's what we gotta do. We gotta make a decision that we want to obtain optimal health. It's not enough to just survive. All right. We gotta thrive. We gotta get excited about being healthy, you know? And you gotta look in the mirror. You gotta look in the mirror until you see someone worth changing for. All right. Until you see someone worth changing for, you know, and that can be difficult because a lot of people have had a lot of negative things expressed to them, Brother Frank, and they're psychologically, emotionally beat down. All right. We got to get past that. You know, you got to start believing in yourself. You know, I remember one of my teachers told me one day, about the sixth grade, how come you can't be smart like your brother? You know, initially I felt crushed, but afterwards I said, I'm going to show you. Brother Frank, I'm going to show you. And when I went back and taught in the same school when she was now on the board, she said to me one day, I always knew you were going to make it. I wanted to cuss her, Brother Frank, but I knew my mama would kill me. So I said, thank you, ma'am. And what I didn't say is you really helped me, because every time I wanted to mess up, I would think about you as I'm going to show you. You know, we got to get excited about doing what's necessary to change. We got to look in the mirror and we got to keep looking until you see somebody that's worth changing for. You are special, you know. And I encourage you to look at your passion. And then I encourage you to develop a plan. All right? You got to develop a plan. We spend more time, Brother Frank, planning a vacation, planning a party, an event, planning a dinner, than we do planning our lives. Now I ain't got no problem planning parties and vacations and events. We need to enjoy life and so forth. And I love to travel and see and mainly to meet people and learn, have new experiences. But we also gotta plan what we're gonna do with our lives. You know, what's our purpose and put it on paper, you know, and then read it to yourself on a regular basis, you know, and then produce it. See, if you have all the plans, Brother Frank, and you don't produce, you know, especially if you're smart, If you're smart and you're not producing, you're going to be depressed. If you ain't too bright, you may not even know that you ain't producing, you know? But if you're smart, like most of our listeners are, then you're going to know that, that I ain't doing what I'm capable of doing. Johnny ain't nearly as smart as me, and look at what Johnny's doing. Yeah. But so you got to get excited about what you want to do. And then as all of us do the same thing and bring it together in community as a village, then, you know, I mean, we just, it's amazing what we can do. And so I encourage you to think about this concept that we're talking about today, of creating this village, and we're going to be talking about it more, and hopefully we'll be able to even help implement some of it here on this station for the community, because the station is community oriented, and as we do that, we want to see a change. When my patients call me in the morning to give me their numbers, many of them are laughing, Brother Frank. And they're laughing because those numbers have changed so. You know, they're laughing because their blood pressures are down and they're off medication. They're laughing because their blood sugars are down and they're off medication. They're laughing because their energy is improved. And I tell them, when you go on our program, you not only get better physically, you even look better. You get better looking, because as you start drinking that water, your skin just start glowing, you know. And I say, you're already fine, but you're going to be even finer. And so let's come together as a community and get the glow of working together to make a difference in our community. Brother Frank, any parting words?
Thank you, Doc. The food is getting worse. The health care is getting worse. The people are disobedient. They're getting worse, and primarily because of the food and lack of exercise and the attitude that's coming down from the president himself. So we have to change. We have to change. And we can do it. I did it. And if I can do it, you can do it. Thank you to our engineers, Kalia Chapman and Brian Bernard, Shana Lanae, the general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all of the other tireless WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and our loyal listeners. Thank you, Maka B, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Listen in next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. You can listen to a recording of this and other broadcasts by going to wpfwfm.org/archives. Simply search for To Your Health. You can also listen to archived and listen live broadcasts on your phone by downloading the WPFW app from your phone's app store.
Vital is vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Mr. Prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the healthcare in a mess, especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. Might be seeing the doctor less and less. In all your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best that you're in.
For WPFW News in Washington, I'm Sue Goodwin. Here are some headlines. Britain's new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, is beginning his first full week in office after securing control of the Labour Party and replacing Keir Starmer. WPFW's Noah Portner has more.
A prominent figure on Labour's left, Andy Burnham has promised greater public investment, expanded workers' rights, and closer cooperation with Europe as he grapples with a sluggish British economy. Over the weekend, he moved quickly to consolidate his position, appointing a new cabinet and signaling that cost of living issues will be his top priority. Some ministers loyal to the previous Prime Minister Keir Starmer resigned, and they all spoke very highly of Starmer. They applauded his dedication over the past few months. As many governments in Europe have moved to the right in recent years, the moderate-left Labour Party won a landslide victory in the UK last year. Yet Keir Starmer failed to keep control of his party, allowing the charismatic Andy Burnham to step in. Now Burnham, the former mayor of Manchester, has the opportunity of proving that a centre-left government can still deliver results as populist right-wingers stir up anger over immigration in rural England.
In more news, the Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is surging at a record pace. The country's Ministry of Health said today that the death toll stands at 930. That includes 37 new deaths recorded Friday into Saturday, one of the highest tolls in a single 24-hour window. Frontline healthcare workers are facing targeted attacks, and some have gone on strike over unpaid salaries, contributing to disrupted care and contact tracing. The WHO calls for an end to violence and more community trust to help control the outbreak. In local news, backlash is growing in southeast D.C. to oppose a planned federal renovation at the St. Elizabeth's campus that would house immigration and customs enforcement operations. Dozens of residents protested at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X Avenues on Saturday with signs stating "No ICE." Ward 8 Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Salim Adafo says the area has long faced disinvestment and that the funding planned for the ICE project should be used on community needs. In more international news, the Iran war reached another grim milestone this weekend as the Pentagon confirmed the first American ground combat deaths since fighting resumed earlier this month. WPFW's Noah Portner has more.
Three soldiers were killed and several others were wounded during an Iranian missile strike on a military installation in Jordan. This is as U.S. airstrikes on Iran stretch into a 10th consecutive day. In D.C., Energy Secretary Chris Wright tried to defend the war and the increased gas prices, while senior Democratic senators grilled him. Meanwhile, in Iran, Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei declared that the broken ceasefire is worthless, while military commanders warned that they are prepared to disrupt shipping both through the Strait of Hormuz and the Bab el-Mandeb Strait into the Red Sea. In fact, the Houthi government in Yemen has already said that it will block Saudi shipping into the Red Sea. They cite recent Saudi attacks on airports in Yemen. The war is increasingly becoming a contest of endurance rather than objective battlefield victories. President Trump appears convinced that sustained military and economic pressure through blockade will eventually force Tehran to compromise. But with both sides intractable, there is a significant chance that the war will expand out of anyone's control. From WPFW News in Washington, I'm Noah Portner. Thank you.